A beautiful, good Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here at our 6 a.m. Sunday morning meditation here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall. And today, we're listening to Calming Massage, the Calming Massage CD. Solitude's Calming Massage, by the way. By Dan Gibson, Chris Phillips, Steve Wingfield, composers. So for today, I feel as though so many listening today have had a really, really rough week in so many different ways. It just seems like I can feel your negative energy and I can feel your disappointments and your stress today. So I'm not going to waste any time because we're just here for 15 minutes. Just 15 minutes. It's 6 a.m. here on the East Coast. So I hope that you still have some quiet time to take this small amount of your day for yourself. With that said, we're going to get started this week. Our spiritual vitamin comes in two forms. Our inspiration this week is walking in the light. So in John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And in John 11:10, but if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. And you know, whether you believe or not, when you go to the good book, a.k.a. the Bible, there's a lot of good passages in there that we can actually use in our everyday living. So, if you don't believe, the book still has good passages, quotes, information to help the healing process. And someday maybe you will believe, but again, 15 minutes of inspiration, meditation, and stress relief and release. So, get in your quiet place. I'll give everybody a moment for that. Just going to lie back for a moment. Just lie back and let the music take you away for a few minutes, because I know that you're hurting this week. I feel what you feel, and I know that it's been rough. So just lie back, sit down, wherever you are, get off your feet, and close your eyes, and just go to your favorite place in your mind, spirit, and soul, and allow the music to take you to that place. And just breathe deeply, eyes closed. Just let the music take you away. Thank you. Okay. One more time. Let's take a deep breath in. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. And if you're able to, just roll your head around from your right shoulder to the back, to your left shoulder, forward, to the right, back, left, and hold it forward. Try to get your chin to get as close to your chest as you can. Just hold it there to get all of that tension out of your neck. Now let's roll to the right shoulder, to the back, to the left shoulder, forward, right shoulder, to the back, to the left shoulder, forward. You know, and speaking a bit on the passages that we had for today, you know, when they say that anyone who walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Now, we can take that literally, which is the way that the Bible meant for it to be, I believe. But if you don't believe, how many times, just to use a scenario, have we gotten up in the middle of the night and tried to rush to the bathroom or wherever we were going and we stump our toe, we hit it on something, we trip on something that we don't recall where everything is because we can't see? And the same principle applies until our eyes adjust to the light. We're walking in the dark. We're blind. And we try to feel our way, but even that turns out to be unsuccessful many times because we'd have to be pretty low to feel what's on the ground in front of us. So the same can be said for people who do not walk in the light. And for me, that light is the light of faith and belief. They will stumble. It could be a bright, sunny day. And if they don't have the light shining within them, you know, the old adage, what you reap what you sow. You keep doing wrong to people, eventually wrong is going to come back to you. It's the same principle. If you don't walk with the light within you, you're walking in the night, no matter how bright a day it is. And for those of us who believe, we know, for instance, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Another scenario is that some of us sit on the edge of the bed or wherever we are, the chair or sofa, and we wait for our eyes to adjust so that we can see where we're going in the darkness. Some of us reach for eyeglasses and we put them in so that we can see clearly. It's the same principle. The darkness cannot overcome that. It's still the same level of darkness in the area that you're in. But once your eyes adjust, or you put your glasses on, or a combination thereof, doesn't matter. Because now you see your way. So the darkness did not win. So with that said, let's get back to some stress relief and release, because I feel what you feel. I feel that this week was just not good for you. Close your eyes. And if you're lying down, sit up on the edge of your bed or come to the edge of your chair, wherever you are. We're going to hold our arms above our head And we're just going to bend forward and hold it. We're going to bend forward and try to touch our toes. Hold it. Come on back up. And we're going to bend to the right. Hands still above our head. Come back to the upright position. And we're going to bend to the left. Come back to center. And we're going to bend forward again and hold it. Touch those toes. And as always, my weekly mantra, I know that you're going through something. I know you are. But I pray each of you enough sunshine that will bring you the light to help brighten your rainy days. Enough smiles to turn that frown that you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, as always, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may come your way this week and beyond. And as always, the Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. If you want to keep in touch with all of our updates, join us on Facebook under Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation. That's the best way to keep in touch, talk to me personally, and just let whatever's on your mind come through. If you'd like to write to us, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. You can give us a call at 202-618-2556. Or you can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And we're Wall_Foundation on Twitter if you're a member of Twitter Nation. Okay. We're going to come back up to our seated position, hands in our laps, eyes closed. And for the last few moments, we're just going to let the music take us away. I pray each and every one of you a better week this week. But let go of last week. It's in the past. Learn from it and move on. This week, nothing's happened yet. So until next time, I pray each and every one of you enough. This is Maria Wall, your humble host, thanking you so much for joining me here on the Sunday Morning Meditation. We're going to end with the Calming Massage CD. Until next time, be well, my friends. Be well. Thank you.